This letter is in volume 4, and this is letter number 1035. And the Rebbe is writing this on the first day of Sivan in Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. This is, again, 1951. It was right before Shavuos over there. And the Rebbe is writing it to Eliyahu Hirsch Einbinder. And the Rebbe opens up with peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I received your letter from the 28th day of Iyar. I want to thank you for the good news that the wife of her rabbi, such and such, doesn't say the name, is feeling better. May Hashem give you the privilege so you should be able to always relate good news. It was very pleasing to me to read in your writings that you and your wife helped out this rabbi at the time that he had a difficult time. Not sure exactly the Rebbe is referring to. Maybe he had a difficult time, Parnassa. He didn't have his livelihood. Maybe other things. But they were there for him. The Rebbe says, I was very pleased to hear that you helped him out. And he says, the idea, the concept of loving your fellow as yourself, that was already said by Hillel, that this is a very important principle of the Torah. But my father-in-law, the Rebbe is referring to him, he explained in the name of the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, that the love of thy fellow, haftal reich kamoicha, is actually a vehicle, it's a means to loving God your God, to behaftal Hashem Elokecha. So if you want to love God your God through the loving of your fellow, if you practice Avas Yisrael, loving another fellow, another person, then that is actually the means to which you love Hashem. I hope, the Rebbe says, that the love of God and the love of Israel will go together by you. I guess maybe this person wasn't yet so religious, that the Rebbe is trying to utilize, it's just my own thought, this point of him helping, being so kind and obviously Yisrael, that this should also bring you to an increase in love of Hashem, that you should also love Hashem. And it should go together. And as the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, said, Aleph Beis, so he says, Aleph is Ahava. If you have Ahava Aleph, then you get Beis, then you get Bracha. But if you have Gimel, which is Gaiva, then you get Dalet, you get Dalos, then you get poor, then you get destitute, Chas V'Sholem. And I see, it seems like Gaiva, arrogance, would be the opposite of Ahava, because you can't really love the other person if you are all full of yourself and you're the only thing that you think about. So therefore, Ahava, loving another person, will bring you blessing. But if you have Gaiva, then it brings Dalos. Towards the festival of Shavuos that is approaching, I bless you that you should accept upon yourself the Torah for the entire year with joy and in an inner. So here, it seems like that the Rebbe was encouraging him basically to also become, take the opportunity. A lot of times people say, I'm a good Jew, I give for the Israeli bonds, and I love Israel, and that's the extent in which they feel they're connected to God. But that's not enough. That's important. Haftal derech kamoicha, helping another people, helping the people of Israel, helping another Jew, that's very, very important. But that's a vehicle and a vessel to bring you to the next step, which is loving actually God. And that practically means doing the mitzvah, studying the Torah, and staying connected with Hashem with love, and that will bring you all the blessings that you need.